بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Today we discuss some of the الهدي النبوي, the prophetic guidance in the homes. And we have seen some of his guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the house. Who can mention something that we have learned from the hadyu of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the home? Something we have studied so far. Some guidance of the Prophet with regards to the house, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have studied in this class.
Came out with a left foot.
We have learned the etiquettes of eating. Sah, that's in the house, but that's also outside of the house.
Say bismillah.
You say bismillah whenever you come in the house. This is something that we have learned from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have also learned that much of this guidance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us is in order to protect ourselves and to protect our homes from the shaitan. Because the one who does not say bismillah whenever he comes in his house, what happens?
Shaitan comes in.
And then if he doesn't say bismillah whenever he eats, what happens?
Shaitan eats with him.
Ya'adhin billah. Who wants shaitan to come in his house and have devils in his house causing mischief and bringing harm and trouble? And who would want to have shaitan eating with him and his family? No believer would want that. So we see that from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he has directed us how to protect ourselves from the shaitan in many different issues, in many different situations, and from that in the house. Today, we read a narration. The narration of Jabir ibn Abdullahi radiyallahu anhuma. He said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا كَانَ جُنْحُ اللَّيْلِ أَوْ أَمْسَيْتُمْ. If the night comes, meaning if the evening comes, and if the beginning of the night comes, what should you do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَكُفُّوا سِبْيَانَكُمْ. فَكُفُّوا سِبْيَانَكُمْ. Then bring your children inside. Make them stop playing. Stop them from roaming around and running around. If it's at the very if the very beginning of the night comes, meaning the Maghrib time, and the night begins, and the evening starts, and the light starts to go away, and the sun is setting, and the darkness starts to enter, what should you do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَكُفُّوا سِبْيَانَكُمْ. So, stop your children. And he stopped them from running around outside. Stop them from playing and the likes like this. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ تَنْتَشِرُ حِنَئِذٍ. Because at this time, the devils, they spread at this time. They spread and they run around at this time. And the heads of the evil are the shayateen from the jinn. And in general, evil, it takes place most of the time in darkness, whenever the people are not able to see properly, to see clearly. And the shayateen, they have more power and ability to harm the people at nighttime than they do in the daytime and in darkness and the likes like this. So whenever the darkness starts to proceed and starts to enter and the light starts to go away, this is the time whenever they really start spreading around and they really start coming out. Do you understand that? This is something that we cannot see, but this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has informed us about. And from the most apparent, or from the greatest attributes and characteristics of a believer, of a Muslim, is that they believe in the unseen. And everything that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of. and everything that has come in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah, then we'll believe it. So therefore, at the time of Maghrib and immediately, whenever the darkness starts to come and starts to spread, this is the time whenever the devils, they are loose. They are loose and they are spreading abundantly through the lands. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, to clarify this issue, فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ سَعَةٌ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَحُلُّوهُمْ. In one narration, فَخَلُّوهُمْ. But if a portion of the night goes by, then let them loose. Then let them loose. Then let them go. Meaning that the children, at the time of the Maghrib, at the very beginning of the darkness, whenever the darkness starts to spread, at this time, this is whenever the shayateen, they get loose. And they start spreading abundantly. So at this time, we bring the children inside. We bring the children inside so they can be safe from the shayateen. But after some time, whenever they're done spreading around and doing their thing and they're already about, after that, after some time has passed, you can let them loose. You can let the children loose again and let them play again. And then likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's clarifying yani how to protect the children. And this is because the children, they are weak and they're not strong. And their minds are not sharp enough to be able to see everything. And sometimes there will be evil or bad things around them and they will not know it. And they will not know it. Or they will not see it. And also they're vulnerable. How do you say it? Vulnerable. Vulnerable. Allah understand. They're weak. They're weak and they can be taken advantage of. And they're easy to be tricked and easy to be deceived and easy to be harmed. And so in order to protect the children, in order for the parents to protect the Muslim children, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has commanded them to bring them inside at this time. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he loves good for the people. And he doesn't want the Muslim children to be hurt or to be harmed by the devils. So this is a good guidance that we follow. So therefore, the parents, they are commanded to call the children inside at this time. And at the time of Maghrib, to not let them loose and running around outside. And it's incumbent for the children likewise to remember that as well. And to cooperate with their parents about this so that they can be safe. So they can be safe from the shayateen. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Also at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابِ وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ. And also lock the doors and mention the name of Allah. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَفْتَحُ بَابًا مُغْلَقًا. Because verily shaitan, he is not able to open a closed door. He is not able to open a closed door. So likewise at this time, what should we do? Close the doors. But do we only close the door? No, we close the door and we say, Bismillah, wadhkur isma Allah. So, فَأَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ وَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ. And mention the name of Allah. And mention the name of Allah. So therefore, the door that is closed, while mentioning the name of Allah, the shaitan, he cannot open it and he cannot enter. The door that is closed, no. But rather the door that is closed while the name of Allah is mentioned upon it. And we remember the mention of the name of Allah. It's called a tasmiyah. What is being referred to here. And what is that? To say, Bismillah. What does that mean? And with the name of Allah. But what do we want whenever we say that? To help us. We're asking Allah to help us and to bless us. So therefore we shut the door and we're asking Allah to protect us and to help us. Bismillah. So therefore we say it with our tongue, but also our heart remembers Allah and it hopes for the help of Allah and the aid of Allah. Naam, and this manner the shaitan, he cannot open the door. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَفْتَحُ بَابٍ مُغْلَقًا. And then likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَأَوْكُوا كِرَبَكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ. وَأَوْكُوا كِرَبَكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا إِسْمَ اللَّهِ. That you also have to tie your qirab. Al-qirab is the plural of qirbah, qirbatun. Al-qirbatu is a water skin. They would have water skins that they would make from the hides of sheep and the likes, and they would sew them together, and they would store their water there, and they would put water there. And it would have, at the top of the water skin, it would have a long portion, they call it the fem, the mouth. And the way that you close the mouth, that's where you get the water from. The way that you close it is you have to tie it tight with the tight string or rope. That rope that you tie it with is called a wiket. Huh? And to tie it down, that's called iket. So, oku kirabakum. So also at this time, you have to tie up your water skins. So for example, for us, we have drinks, we have jugs, we have to put the lids on tight. We have to cover up the water. Where the opening for the water is, and the lights like this, or our drinks. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, and also mention the name of Allah, and also mention the name of Allah. وَخَمِّرُوا أَنِيَتَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ, and also cover your vessels, put lids on your vessels like your utensils for eating and drinking, like cups, for example, cups and bowls. Cover them, but how? And mention the name of Allah. Naam, وَخَمِّرُوا أَنِيَتَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَن تَعْرُضُوا عَلَيْهَا شَيْئًا. Even if you just have to put something on top of it, the best thing to do is to cover it entirely with a lid. But at least, even if you can't find the lid, you put something on there like a stick or a miswak or a pencil. You cover it with something. Something is covering the top of it. But that's at very least. But the best way is to cover it entirely. And you say Bismillah. Even if you can't cover it entirely, what do? You put a pencil or a stick there or a miswak, something there to cover it. Bismillah. Like this. And bi'idhnillahi, it will be protected. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he finished, وَأَطْفِئُوا مَصَابِحَكُمْ, and put out your lanterns. And put out your lanterns. They used to have lanterns. They didn't have light switches. They didn't have electricity. So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guided them to put out the lights, meaning like these were like candles or big candles. They're like flames that they would use as lights. So therefore, before going to sleep and before going to bed, one must make sure there's no fire burning. Yani like lights or candles. But likewise, in our homes, we have stoves and we have other means likewise like this. So this narration, from the benefit of it, is that we learn that we have to take the means of safety and security in our homes. Whatever is required for us to keep our home safe, we have to take those means. So from that, in their days, they had candles, or they had flames and torches and lamps and lamps and lanterns with fire in them. So before one would go to sleep and just leave it burning, and anything could happen to it, then they would put it out. So likewise, similarly for us, we wouldn't leave electrical things on that could burn, or they could become hot, or they could catch fire. We wouldn't leave lamps or lighters going on, and the stuff like this, things that are harmful or that could become harmful if they are one does not watch them. All of this, from this narration, we benefit from that we have to take the means of safety and take the means of security. But at the same time, what do? We do that physically. But what do we do with our hearts? Do we trust those means and rely upon those means? Huh? No, we rely upon Allah. That's why we do these things and then we say Bismillah. So we want Allah to help us, but likewise we have to take the means. This is a great narration. So many sunan and so much great guidance has come in this narration. Let's see, what have we learned so far in this narration? You say Bismillah when you come inside the house. That wasn't for this narration. Huh? If nighttime comes, if the nighttime starts to come, what do? You bring the children in. You stop them from running around outside. There's benefit in this. What is that? Something, because the shaitan, they spread at that time. And this is whenever they really start spreading around and going about. And likewise at nighttime, that's the time whenever shaitan, and the evil people likewise from the mankind and from the jinn, they have more ability. And they really work mischief and harm at nighttime especially. Okay, there was a benefit right here likewise about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? that he cares. He cares about the Muslims, and he cares about the Muslim home and the family, and that's why he's teaching them, bring your kids inside. Shaitan is spreading at this time. This is something that was revealed to him, and he knows, and he is conveying it to the ummah because he wants the Muslim kids to be safe. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Naam, harisun alaykum bil mu'minin ar-raufu rahim. Qad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minin ar-raufu rahim. Qad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. Naam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did everything to teach us about how to protect ourselves from all types of evil and from all types of bad things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's teaching us because he loves good for us, and he wants good for us, and he doesn't want us to be hurt, and he doesn't want our children to be hurt. So therefore, we have to follow this sunnah. Whenever it comes Maghrib time, we bring the kids inside. And then, but after that, do they have to stay on for the rest of the night? Huh? No, but rather he said, if some time passes after that, then you can let them go. What is another sunnah in this hadith? After that, well, what do you do likewise? Close the doors. Just close the doors and that's all? And you say Bismillah. So therefore, here again, we're taking the means, but we're relying upon Allah. We're taking the means and we rely upon Allah. We say Bismillah and we ask Allah to help us. And we ask Allah to help us. But why do we close the door and say Bismillah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, because shaitan can't open the door that's locked in this manner, or that's closed in this manner. Likewise, so that's the second one. Huh? And then likewise, we have to cover or close the drinks. وَأَوْكُوا كِرَبَكُمْ نَعْمْ وَذْكُرِسْمَ اللَّهِ. You close the drinks, you close the water skin. For us, like bottles or and the likes, we close them. One thing about this, some people do, they're negligent with regards to closing bottles. You find them, they leave bottles open. They open bottles of water, they open bottles of juice, and they leave it open. And then somebody comes and knocks them over, and spills them all over the place. Or even sometimes they'll put the lid on just barely, or they'll put it on sideways, and then the bottle gets knocked over and spills everywhere. What happens then? It makes a mess. But there's another thing that happens that Allah does not like. It wastes. Ahsanti. It wastes. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-musrifin. Allah, He does not love the wasters. So therefore, if we put the bottles on, yani oku kirabakum, yani fasten tight your water skins. We learn from that too. We fasten tight our bottles. We put the lid on good. We don't just put it on sideways and then drop the bottle and then it spills all over the place and ruins some things and waste other things. Allahu musta'an. But rather, we have to do that properly, and we say the name of Allah. And we say the name of Allah. Also, wa khamiru aniyatakum. And also you cover your vessels. وَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ. Cover your vessels. Huh? Like your lids, your cups, and your food. All of this, it has to be covered. All of this has to be covered. And likewise, we have to put out any flames. Put out any flames. There was a business from that. وَأَطْفِئُوا مَصَابِيحَكُمْ. And put out your candles or your lamps. What do we learn from that? Huh? That this can cause a fire. But likewise, but in our days, do we have lamps and candles often? Maybe sometimes some people do, but there's a general ruling we learn from this. That in our house, we have to take the means of safety and security. Huh? The means of safety and security. All the means that need to be taken, and everything that needs to be done for us to keep our houses safe from harm and danger, we have to take those means. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his time, they have these candles, they have these lamps with fire in them. And he is commanding them to put them out before they go to sleep. This is an example of taking the means of protecting the home, taking the means of keeping the home safe. So therefore, likewise, we learn from that. Any of our electrical appliances that we have, many of them, huh? Irons and other than that, things that you can think of, we take the means that we need, put them out and the likes like that, to close them or to unplug them or to turn them off. Sometimes in the wintertime there will be electrical heaters and stuff. Some of them are dangerous. You can't leave them on unattended and the likes like this. So all of this, we have to be cautious and take care of it and put it out or turn it off, or keep an eye on it in order to keep our home safe. So from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to take the means to keep your home safe. Huh? And to rely upon Allah. And to rely upon Allah. This hadith is muttafaqun alayhi. Taib, we have another wording of this narration, and it has a bit more clarification. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, وَأَطْفِئُوا الْمَصَابِحِ, put out the lamps, إِذَا رَقَدْتُمْ, if you go to sleep. Huh? Put out the lamps whenever you go to sleep. وَغَلِّقُوا الْأَبْوَابُ وَأَوْكُوا الْأَسْقِيَةِ, and close all of the doors, huh? And seal all of the drinking vessels. Naam. وَخَمِّرُوا الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابِ, and cover the food and drink. And cover the food and drink. We understand this? So therefore, we have to put out the lights. And the lights here is not talking about the lights, it's talking about the fire, the harmful thing from the fire. The lamps and the lights like this and candles. And shut all of the doors. In the last narration, what do you do when you shut the doors? You say Bismillah. You say Bismillah. And this narration, likewise, it's mentioning too. The last narration, it mentioned the kirab. Here it says the al-asqiyah, yani the vessels for drinking, and the water skins for drinking. So therefore, again, our bottles and all other things like this that we have our drink in, we have to cover them. We have to cover them. And then likewise, we cover the food and the drink. Not just the drink, but rather the food also. So if we have bowls with food in them, we don't leave them out. You cover them. You cover them. Like, what about if it's in the refrigerator? You leave it open. It's best to cover it too. And Allah knows best. Even if you put it in the refrigerator, it's best to cover it too. Also. Huh? Or even if it's in the cabinet. Naam? Even if it's in the cabinet. The best thing for the cups that are not in use, or the bowls, you turn them upside down. You turn them upside down. Even in some narrations it's mentioned like this. Turn them upside down. So that they're covered like this. You can either cover them or you can turn them upside down. Naam? And this is with regards to the food and the drink. And then in this narration likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَوْ بِعُودٍ تَعْرُضُهُ عَلَيْهِ, even if you have to just take a stick and cover the top of it like this, and you say Bismillah. At least it has to be covered. At least it has to be covered. Likewise, this is مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And we have another narration, again, likewise, with regards to these affairs. There's many narrations with regards to these issues. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered this in more than one narration. We see he says, خَمِّرُوا الْآنِيَةَ وَأَجِيفُوا الْأَبْوَابِ وَأَطْفِئُوا الْمَصَابِحِ فَإِنَّ الْفُوَيْسِقَ رُبَّمَا حَرَّقَتْ أَوْ رُبَّمَا أَجَرَّتْ الْفَتِيرَةَ فَأَحْرَقَتْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, cover the vessels, the utensils, the pots and the bowls and drinks, and close all of the doors and put out the lamps and the lanterns. For verily, al-fuwaisiqa, maybe they will bring a candle and or the part of the candle with the flame on it and cause it to fall and burn down the house on the people. What are the fuwaisiqa? Al-fuwaisiqa, huh, is the tasghir of fasiqa. It's talking about the fa'ra. The fa'ra, the mouse. The mouse is called fawaisiqa. Why? The little corrupter. How? Because the mouse comes and he just corrupts things. And he won't destroy it entirely, but he'll corrupt it and make it where you can never use it again. He'll come to something, for example, like some garment, and he'll just chew it enough to where you can never use it again and can't benefit from it. And leave the rest of it. The rest of it's all good except for that little spot where he came and chewed on it. Or he'll come to some type of food and or some boxes and stuff like that, and he'll just tear up a little portion and he'll just make sure that this thing can never be used again. He'll corrupt it. He corrupts it. The mouse, that's what they do. And also it's known that they're mischievous and they bring harm. And maybe they will come and knock over the lantern or knock over the light or knock over the candle. Well, for example, in our days we have bukhur. Some people will burn bukhur. They'll put the coal and they'll light the coal to burn the perfume and the scents. We wouldn't leave that burning at nighttime. Or even we wouldn't leave it burning in the daytime and then leave our homes while that thing is blazing and burning. Because you don't know, maybe the rat or the mouse will come and knock it over. Or maybe something will happen and knock it over. Shaitan will knock it over and burn the house down. Ayyadhan billah. Maybe the people are sleeping and this could happen to them. And whenever they're sleeping, they don't realize and they're not... they're not aware or conscious, and maybe they suffocate. Iyadhan billah. So all of this is to protect the home. All of this is to protect the home. To protect the home. Do you understand that? This is from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, we see that we cover the utensils and we cover the drinks and we say the name of Allah Azza wa Jal because maybe shaitan will do something to that. Or maybe there will be some type of critters or some type of insects that have najasa or they have disease or germs with them. And they'll come into the drink and drink from it. Or they'll come into the drink and die in it. Or they will come into the drink and go through it. And they'll leave these germs there. And then somebody may come behind them and drink it and may be harmful for them. Even some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that maybe some people, they get sick. And the reason why they get sick is because they did not cover their vessels. And there is some germs that came in their vessels and the likes like this. And it harmed them. And they become sick. And this is something that the people of knowledge have mentioned. So this is one of the reasons why. And this is to protect ourselves. So we don't know if somebody... Many times you will find that if you leave a drink open and you forget, sometimes you come back later and there'll be bugs in there. You will see them yourself sometimes. There'll be bugs in there. Huh? There'll be bugs in there. So what about the things that you don't see? Who knows what would happen and what goes through there? And there are things from the unseen that we cannot see. So therefore, from the means of protecting ourselves is to follow the sunnah. A sunnah barakah. Halayna nahnu. We're the ones who benefit if we follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is from the guidance in the house that we cover our vessels, huh? And we say the name of Allah. And we say the name of Allah. If we can turn them upside down, we turn them upside down. If they have something in them, we cover them. If we can't find anything to cover them with, we at least stick a stick on top of it. A stick on top of it, or a pencil, or something like this, and say Bismillah, or a fork, or a knife across the top of it, a butter knife, or something like this, in this manner, so that we can follow this sunnah. And then we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more narration that's been found in Sahih Muslim, or narrated by Imam Muslim, rahimahullahu ta'ala, with regards to this, and it brings even more detail to this issue. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, غَلْطُ الْأَيْنَاءِ وَأَوْكُ السِّقَاءِ فَإِنَّ فِي السَّنَةِ لَيْلَةً يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا وَبَاءٌ لَا يَمُرُّ بِإِنَاءٍ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ غِطَاءٌ وَلَا سِقَاءٍ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ وِكَاءٌ إِلَّا نَزَلَ فِيهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْوَبَاءِ. That you have to cover your vessels and you have to close your water skins. Any meaning for us, our bottles, we close our bottles and the things like this. Because verily, in the year, there is a night that descends in it. A waba, a disease. A disease. There's a night in the year, a disease will descend in that night. We don't know what night it is. And in that night, there is no vessel that is not covered, and there is no water skin that is not closed tight, and that disease passes by, except it goes inside of it. Except it goes inside of it. So likewise, there is a night in the year whenever disease will descend. And if those vessels are not covered, it would go inside there. It would go inside there. What happens if it goes inside there and then somebody wakes up and needs to drink milk or needs to drink water or needs to make some cereal and they put it in that vessel? What are they going to do? They're going to drink that thing, that disease. So therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is informing us of these affairs in order for us to protect ourselves. In order for us to protect ourselves. Again, we remind ourselves of the great, great trait of the believer. And that is that a believer believes in the unseen. And also we remind ourselves of the meaning of the shahada and the testification that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can remind us of that? What does that mean? Huh? Muhammad al-Rasulullah. What does that mean? What does that mean? Sah, what does that mean? Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What does that require from us?
To believe what you guys just
did. Tasdiquhu fima akhbara. To believe everything that he's informed us of. That's one. وطاعته فيما أمر, and to obey him in everything he has commanded. واجتناب ما عنه نهى وزجر, and to stay away from everything he has prohibited and forbidden. ولا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع, and that Allah should be not worshipped except in the manner that he has legislated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, from the completeness of the shahada, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we believe everything he has told us. These are authentic narrations in Bukhari and in Muslim. So there is a night, we don't know which night it is. A disease descends in that night. If the utensils and the plates and the likes like this, or the bowls and cups are not covered, it will go in there. So therefore we want to be safe from that. Likewise, every single night at the time of Maghrib, whenever the darkness starts to come and the light starts to go away, shayateen, they spread at that time. This is the haq, this is the truth. Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Prophet Muhammad, he is the messenger of Allah. لَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He doesn't speak from his desires, it's a revelation revealed. How did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know that shayateen come out at Maghrib, after the Maghrib time? Huh? How did he know that? Because it's a revelation from Allah. It's revelation from Allah. So therefore we see the sunnah is revelation from Allah, just like the Qur'an. Just like the Qur'an. Jibreel, he descend to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Qur'an, and also he descend to him with the sunnah. With the sunnah. Naam? So we see that this is from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. And we have one more class. We didn't quite finish of the hadyu that we want to discuss for this semester. So we have one more class, inshallah, to discuss the affairs of sleeping and how a believer should sleep and what one should say before sleeping and how one should make sure they do not sleep. And we close with that today. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.